Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch new scripts today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agent. Everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they wanna start
to
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's
about to
start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Thank you.
do.
Thank you.
Oh, Welcome to Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar, and we're in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., or should we say the new reformed city of Washington, D.C. We're happy to be on the airways tonight to give you an update on all that has taken place surrounding the Martin Luther King assassination, the new Black Panther Party reaching out to the civil rights community and reaching out to the broader Black community on the issue of the assassination, but on the issue of reform. And so that asks the question, can the devil be reformed? And I think one of the answers is not nowadays. He never accepted reformation. He is the shaitan, the devil. He is not going to change. And no matter how much you bring your good wishes and bring all your prayers and all the things that you feel you can do to reform this devil, and it has been written and prophesied that you would not be able to reform the devil. He is the devil yesterday. He is the devil today. And he shall be, or he will be, the devil tomorrow. There's nothing you can do to reform him. So you're wasting your good spirit in the way of just casting your pearls out to the swine. The swine don't care if it's a pearl or a neck bone or chicken bone, or he don't care if it's vegetable soup or even poison. That swine will suck it right up. He will consume it totally, no matter what it is that you throw in that pig pen. He'll take it down. If there's any way he can get it down, he'll take it down. He's not turning down anything. That's why a pig don't wear no collar, because he don't have to turn down nothing. I'm just here to tell you. But with that said, beloved brother and sister, you have a great opportunity to reform your city by inviting the new Black Panther Party on board to actually bring the Book of Khalid and bring the soldiers, bring a recruitment drive, and just make it happen in a way, in a strong Black way, make it happen. And we have enjoyed being here in Washington, and we'll be going on to other cities. So we hope that you are happy with what has happened in Washington, and know that it will be going coast to coast and all the major cities in Columbus, Ohio, and very, very soon we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Even sooner than that, and sooner than you think, we'll be right in Tallahassee, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville. We'll just be rocking and rolling and going into these cities to bring out the best of the new Black Panther Party, and then bring out the best in yourself. We got some Black Panther education. Some strong Black laws for Black people, and we just feel good about it. We're moving in a way to be effective at this hour for Black power. We are strong in the sense that we are just revolutionary. We're Black revolutionaries. So we hope that you are reaching out into the community in the way and the spirit of the Honorable Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga, and he brought the faith-based, the community faith-based initiatives. And what he also did, he carried the banner for the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Again, we are the Cubs of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We are again coming in that fine timeline of divide and the leadership of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz as a chairman and the chairman emeritus, and as a leader, teacher, and guide for the Black Panther Party. We're just happy to be able to spread the good word and the good news about the new Black Panther Party, and we're just right on board with you, and we're synced up with you here on Black Power Radio, and we're just a phenomenon that must be dealt with in this hour. We make sure that we're right in the middle of the question for freedom and justice. Today the question was, What do we want is freedom. When do we want it? Now. How are we going to take that freedom? By any means necessary. And I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Hope that you're tuned in to Black Power Radio. Invite your friends to get on board tonight on Black Power Radio. Come on Sundays and Mondays from 8 until 10. That is in the p.m. And that's Eastern Standard Time. And some of you may be in that central time zone. You may be very well on the mountainous and Pacific time or on that West Coast time zone or a Western time zone. And so we don't want you to miss Black Power Radio. But we are on 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time. And our telephone number here at Black Power Radio is 646-478-4447. You'll be able to reach us and talk to our vast listening and our vast audience, and you'll be able to get your point of view across here at Black Power Radio. We again at 646-478-4447. Well, we're going to reach out tonight. I believe we have Brother Charles out in Tidewater. Let's see if Tidewater's clicking tonight. Last time we tried that, I don't know. But here we are tonight on Black Power Radio. We got Brother Charles at 757-510. You're live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing fine. How are you?
I'm maintaining. I'm trying to figure out what's all the signs behind Martin Luther King's assassination myself, because I think I missed the highlights of what it was all about from the beginning.
Now, I'm the one to enlighten you very much about this subject, but Martin Luther King Jr. Was still a freedom fighter and a black revolutionary. And it's the way that he went against the system. He was always checking them about the war. He was against the goddamn war in Vietnam or anywhere else. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. raised protests and demonstrations to let you know he was against the war and against all forms of white supremacy. He was against, he said, that we would never have freedom in America as long as there is this unethical practice of police brutality and white nationalism and white bigotry in America. As long as those elements are alive, he did not see what he called the Negro getting free, or the black man, the black woman, and any of our black children being free in a society that could lynch you at will over you sitting on a park bench that was marked for whites only. You in a swimming hole or a swimming pool that may have been just a memo of understanding, an MOU, that whites only supposed to swim in that swimming hole. And you got your black ass in that swimming hole, and the white man felt he could lynch you based on the fact that you were swimming against his orders. This white man had a terrible God complex, according to Gil Scott Heron. You remember Gil Scott Heron, right?
No, I can't recall who that is, neither.
Gil Scott Heron is a brother that wrote the Niggas Are Scared of Revolution. He wrote him some
Scared to Stand Up for Their Rights.
Johannesburg. Somebody say, what's the word? Tell me, brother, have you heard about Johannesburg? Johannesburg, he wrote that Man, a black man living in the bottle. Got some living in the bottle. Remember that living in the bottle?
Yeah, I remember
someone. About her. Yeah, you see that brother running scared over there. I think he's got a problem. Somebody living in the bottle. He just goes on about living in the bottle. But he had a lot of lively tunes, a lot of revolutionary tunes. He was a songwriter, a player, and a performer that was just a phenomenon in Black Revolution, and in just a great performer. He performed a lot of concerts, and he was always giving you some poetry, some riddle, some rhyme about Black Revolution. Would always be throughout the concert, and in many of his songs, he was a great singer, a great performer, and a great rapper. Gil Scott Heron, you might want to look him up on YouTube. But he has some opinions on Dr. King, and he had a drug habit, according to him. He had drug habit and all that.
They said that Martin Luther King was assassinated for the fact that he wanted to bring Black people together on a national level. I remember that much. And he was supposed to have been working with the Nation of Islam or something like that.
Well, Martin Luther King, it were two freedom fighters on the front line. And Martin Luther King Jr., in general, represented the view of the civil rights community, and the average Christian person had some similar views to Martin Luther King Jr. Whereas in that same breath, Malcolm X represented most of the Muslims and most of the freedom fighters and people that wanted to kick it to the crackers behind or just felt it's just going to be inevitable. We're going to fight it out. Malcolm was more militant than King, for sure. But King had a different form of revolution. And I only got that as an adult. I couldn't manifest. I couldn't understand King while he was living. And while I was, out there trying to become an activist, I thought that King was just out of his mind. Some cracker smack you on your right cheek and you turn the other cheek and let him smack you on the other cheek. And I thought he was just gone, man. He's a goner.
That's what it said in the Bible.
A bit timid for the work of Black freedom fighting. And he talked about freedom. Let freedom ring from mountains, from every mountainside, from the Alleghenies to the Blue Ridge Mountains, the hills and red hillsides of New Hampshire. But you ain't getting no freedom to ring if you don't take it and manage it with your own hand. I did discover that eventually. So King undid the riddle. This is the thing. The reason I believe he was assassinated is because he undid the riddle that they put in place on a crack of president named Andrew Johnson's riddle. Andrew Johnson's riddle is the fact that he had vetoed. He said that this was Dr. King was speaking on the five scores, that's about 100 years, I guess, and 7 years or 4 years or however many years, that was a signing of an Emancipation Proclamation. He said, why is it 100 years later the black man still is not free? The black woman still is not free. Our black children are still not free from white lynching, white nationalism, white police brutality, and the white injustice in the courtroom, white hoovering, for lack of a better word, over the housing, hoovering over the decent jobs, hoovering over the car loan, the house loan. He just in the goddamn way. Wherever the black man want to make some progress, the cracker was in the way. So Dr. King lessened the presence of the cracker being in your way get you some voting rights if you wanted them, to get you some sit down at the lunch counter if you wanted it, and some just some general in your face cracker kind of moves he made.
When they passed the Emancipation Proclamation, didn't they come out with the black codes to help control the blacks? To help deter them from moving?
Well, the Emancipation Proclamation was supposedly drafted by Lincoln, and Lincoln signed it. He signed these bills into law, and it was just so much that it frustrated all the redneck rockers, and they decided to assassinate Lincoln. Once they assassinated Lincoln, they had a president, Andrew Johnson, who vetoed nearly the entire Emancipation Proclamation.
Proclamation.
And I know most historians, black, white, otherwise, most historians don't teach on this subject for whatever their reason. They don't touch this subject of the Andrew Johnson reform and the Jim Crow laws. They keep saying Jim Crow, Jim Crow. They're out of their minds, most of the historians, in trying to explain why the freedom didn't come under King. Freedom didn't come from Frederick Douglass to Elijah Muhammad, from Elijah Muhammad to Khalid Muhammad, from Khalid Muhammad to this hour. We still have not experienced the freedom that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was preaching about. We have not fulfilled the vision of Dr. King. That's isolated, in my opinion, even though you have doctors and lawyers, et cetera, that happen to be black men and black women. Freedom doesn't mean that you can't be a lawyer or a doctor. Freedom means that a people who, the inalienable rights, that they have their own Declaration of Independence, and they have their own form of Bill of Rights and Constitution. You are not depending on another race of people for your freedom who obviously are never going to yield you any form of freedom or any form of liberation or any form of equality. They don't plan to do that, I don't believe. In my life, I have 10 more lifetimes to back it up. I don't see any form of equality coming to black people in dealing with the white man. He will lie to me and deceive. He is a master of deception and tell you that he's going to draft him a bill and some laws that make you free. And the cracker lied. It was a cliche every time he brought it out. So the freedom we get, blood brother, is the freedom we take. Like Dr. King said, that if you want that form of emancipation or form of liberation, a form of freedom or justice or equality, he said the white man is not going to give it to you. If you want those attributes of morality, and you sincerely want emancipation, liberation, freedom, justice, and equality, and goddamn it, you're going to have to take it because the white man is not going to give it to you. Dr. King made that very clear as well.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So we just can only thank you so much, Brother Charles, for calling us in tonight and just giving your expressions on Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. Because it's a subject that most people have not attended to this subject. And when he went to Memphis, initiated a garbage strike, that the black man would not pick up your garbage unless he got some justice in the courtroom, got to sit down at that goddamn lunch counter, or sit way damn well, please, on the lunch counter, and ride the bus and sit with you down where I'm being. We're not picking up your garbage. We're not riding your garbage. He had a successful boycott, what you call carpool for justice kind of move.
And, okay.
So it was so much that he did against the white man in defiance, in open defiance of the white man, that made him a different form of a freedom fighter, but nevertheless a freedom fighter for black people.
And that's what got
about
him
the white boys and the little white girls and the little white boys. When he went to work, Dr. King, for every time that we could, and every turn in the road, Dr. King was working on the issues of black people, on behalf of black people, supported strongly by black people, and he was a freedom fighter. That was a form of freedom fighting. He had dogs with sticks on him, and the police turned on him, and he continued to fight for freedom. There's no man I know that had that form of endurance. And it's especially during the time of the early 60s. In the early 60s, no black man could stand to no goddamn water hose. It's going to burn the skin off your arm. And a dog will bite the intestines out of your chest. You got to realize what King was up against. And then you will see that he was a freedom fighter. He was a goddamn freedom fighter. So with that said, we thank you so much for tuning in tonight, Brother Charles, and hope that you will continue to tune into Black Power Radio.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the insight.
You're welcome, sir, anytime. We appreciate you for calling us here at Black Power Radio. Please don't make it your last time. And just keep the faith, know the Black Power. We did a great rally in D.C. today in the spirit of Dr. King and in the spirit of us going against those who were willing to assassinate Dr. King, in the spirit of not letting these devils off the hook for the assassination of Dr. King. So don't think that we came to tiptoe through the tulip or come to sing any form of that kumbaya. We will not sing any kumbaya. We'll say, Cracker, we come to check you and put you back on the hook for the assassination of Dr. King. And farewell, we really, really thank you, Brother Charles, for tuning in to Black Power Radio.
Black Power, brother.
Black Power, Black Power. There goes Brother Charles out there in, he's down in Norfolk, Virginia, you know what I'm saying? So we're just as happy as Goldilocks stuck in the boot camp here. And we're moving right down the line. I'm hoping we can get a certain thing done right here with the way this thing is reacting. Hope it's not stuck caught up forever. As we go down to 614 at 625, I think it's Mama Don out there in Columbus, Ohio. Come on in the house. 614 at 625. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Okay. I don't know if there's something going on with these controls. Are the controls dead tonight? I don't know. We got 614 and 625 actually live on Black Power Radio. We're trying to go live at 614-625. Live on Black Power Radio. These controls may be shot. I'm going to shoot out to the Fred. As Fred and test his. I know that west side usually works. I don't know what's happening in Columbus, Ohio, but we're working from Fred. As Fred, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, everybody out there in Atlanta and D.C. So what's going on the radio show tonight is Happy Thanksgiving for everybody out there in Music Land and Talk Talk Radio. So I just got from Vallejo, California, and the police is still knocking people in the head over there, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I tried to get some people to talk on the phone, but I guess they was always running by the police, you know, and like I said, I was right in the bunch. I said, come on over here, come on over here, come on over here. I got something for y'all. But like I said, I'm always stay over in the bay to stay them people to understand. We're not going to stand for that out here in Cali or anywhere, because we are the troops stand up for justice and justice for us, not the other way around. It's us. We're going to get justice, because what we did today, I was down there in D.C. I was in spirit. But like I said, every time that we move, I'm there in spirit. But like I said, I'm getting tired, and I'm getting tired. But like I said, I'm still on the move, and we are going to be the real, real movement in the new Black Panthers and the new Black Power Radio, because like I said, we are the number one station on internet. But like I said, we going to tell these people out here, if y'all don't understand what we are about, you got to listen and learn and come to the rallies and understand what we're doing it for. We're doing it for justice. We're not doing it for anybody else, because I'm saying, I'm getting tired of seeing young kids, parents dying and all this, you know what I mean? And it's just crazy, because, man, it's trying to kill us. But it's not going to happen. It's going to be us against them, and we're going to win it. And let's take it back to Black Power Radio with my main man.
Yes, sir. We're right here with you, Brother Fred. Fred, we thank you for your contribution here at Black Power Radio, and you're out there in Vallejo and up and down Fairfield and all over Oakland and San Francisco Bay Area. Man, we're just happy that you tuned in to Black Power Radio. And for your updates, we would be lost, to be honest. Yes, sir. You may have to get back to the mic. You got to get straight into the mic. Go ahead. You say something about that West Coast. You may have to turn it on speaker or turn it back on to the regular volume so we, our vast listening audience, can hear you clearly. Well, Prince Fred, we're going to...
Black Power, I'm still here.
Yes, sir. That's what we're trying to see. If you had been in Dr. King's era, how do you think you would have managed things differently? Do you think you would have did what King did, or would you have managed things differently?
I will go with Martin the King, because he was a great man to everybody. And the man didn't have to go like that. They shot that man right on that balcony. And I was only 2 years old when that happened. But like I said, I was so disgusted what the man did to him. They should not have did that. They did that because he was trying to give us freedom.
And we know that anybody working for the freedom of black man, black woman, and black children, the white man gave him hell from the cradle.
That's
to the
right.
Grave. He knew you was on a black man's freedom, or that white man put you through pure hell.
See, that's what I tell people. That's what I tell people every day. That's why I'm getting tired. Because like I said, I'm walking out here every day. And when I keep in touch with you, I see every day. And when I tell you what I see, that's a man of the Ku Klux Klan members and the skinheads. I see all that. But like I said, let them step to me. Let them step to me. I would put them down. Because like I said, I'm not scared of nobody. Nobody. Because like I said, I was raised up, and I'm going to always keep raising up the black power. Black power.
Yes, sir. Well, we thank you for that contribution. And we know that it will not be your last call to Black Power Radio. And we know that you are a freedom fighter, and you ain't scared of no ghosts, and you're not afraid
there
of the
go.
White man.
That's right. That's right.
That's right, brother. You're not afraid of that white man. And And we are freedom fighters, and we ain't scared of no ghosts, and we're not afraid of this white man, and we're not afraid to check the goddamn white man.
That's right. That's right.
That's been our
job. I saw all the videos. I saw all the videos today when y'all was out there in D.C. I saw all the videos, and I love what I saw. I love that, man. I love that, because that's what we had to say. Hey, we're going to come and get y'all. We're going to come and get y'all. Y'all not going to put us down. We're going to get y'all. And we're going to put y'all down and see how y'all like it. Because the COVID-19 is a cracker vaccine. I'm not having that. I'm not putting nothing in my arm. Nothing. Because like I told you, everybody is a monkey. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, everybody got to understand, we are saving our children. And we're not saving nobody else. We're saving our children. And like I said, we have to understand one thing. Y'all have to pay attention to what we're talking about. Because if y'all don't understand what we're talking about, y'all going to be lost in the cracker area. But like I said, if you listen and learn where we're coming from, we'll be saving y'all too. But y'all have to understand, we are trying to save lives. We're not trying to put anybody down. We're trying to save lives. We're trying to save our people, not everybody else, our people. Because this is our land. This is our land every day. This is our land. Ain't nobody else's land. Our land, and we're going to get it back. Black power?
Black power. Black power. Black power. And thank you. As-salamu alaykum to you and to your family.
As-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. And that's Fred is Fred. And with that switchboard lock, we're going to have to shut down Black Power Radio this hour. But for those of you that desire to speak tonight, transfer it over to tomorrow at Monday at 8. And I will assure you that you'll be able to get on tomorrow at 8. And we thank you all for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. We just wanted to give you the briefing that the Martin Luther King Day, the observance of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. went well in Washington, D.C., and we have set the pattern to reform other cities. So keep an eye out. Be careful, brothers and sisters. There are masters of deception at work, and, you know, they're trying to set you up, brothers and sisters. So be very, very careful of the white man and his gimmicks. And with that said, we've said it all, and Marvin Gaye said it best.
Save us. let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
I'm free.